my friends, and welcome to episode number 25 of There Is No Spoon podcast. My name is Steven. If this is your first time at this cruelty-free rodeo, welcome. If you're a repeat visitor, you've likely got issues, or questionable taste, or too much time on your hands, or any combination of the above. Regardless, welcome back. Ten's podcast, virgin or veteran. If the mood strikes you, you can find out more about all of my coaching services over at renegadelifecoach.com. Now, before we jump into this episode, let's get the spiritual joke out of the way, shall we? Seeing his Zen master on the other side of a raging river, a student waved his arms and shouted, "Master, master, how do I get to the other side?" The master smiled and said, "You are on the other side." Now, what's truly superb about this joke is that I first heard it decades ago, but that rendition had it as a blonde joke. So I'll combine the two, and the punchline will then become, "The blonde Zen master smiled and said, 'You are on the other side.'" Today's episode is titled Silence and Original Grace. However, the likelihood that I will say anything original or with even a modicum of grace is, well, quite low. Since the last episode and the journey and the insights I shared with you, I've become increasingly quieter, both figuratively and literally, internally and externally. As I've said many times, silence isn't silent, but it is quiet. And as I look inward, and I know that many others have had a similar experience, there is simply less to say. Now, it's not always this way. Sometimes when one journeys and has insights, there is this desire to shout it out from the mountaintops, to share them with everybody who is willing, or even those that are not so keen on listening. I've been through many of those phases. This energetic buzz to proselytize is met with even more resistance when one speaks of union with God, or, goddess forbid, that you are God. Alan Watts once quoted, "Jesus Christ knew he was God. So wake up and find out eventually who you really are. In our culture, of course, they'll say you're crazy and you're blasphemous, and they'll either put you in jail or in a nut house, which is pretty much the same thing. However, if you wake up in India and tell your friends and relations, 'My goodness, I've just discovered that I'm God,' they'll laugh and say, 'Oh, congratulations, at last you found out.'" But I'm not here to tell you that you're God, and that I'm God as well, and that all of your besties and your worsties, and even, or perhaps especially, the most vile characters you condemn on the news. I mean, who the hell am I to make such an assertion? The most I'll do, I suppose, at this moment, at least, is to put forth a gentle suggestion that you look within and see what you see. And to be honest, that's about the extent of what feels worthwhile to share today. I know, it's crazy, because I love words, and I love having these types of conversations, even if they're just monologues. Words, writing, speaking, they're the only semi-creative or artistic skills that I possess. I can't draw or paint or play a musical instrument to save my life. Sadly, though, words will always fail me when the topic is truth. Because words are just symbols, an attempt that will always be in vain to convey the formless in the form of language. Except maybe for poets. That's a subset talent with words that I wish spoke through me. To be able to use minimal language to make it sing so that others could hear the music behind the words. I'm truly in awe of spiritual poets. Instead of their seemingly surgical precision and minimal word choice, I'm more prone to vocabulary vomit and excessive pontification. And so perhaps that is why my newfound sense of silence is not all that concerning to me, but rather a bit of a relief. This reminds me of a parable. I think I heard it from one of my mentors, Michael Neal, although I can't find it anywhere, so I will likely butcher it to pieces, so my apologies in advance. There was an ancient walled kingdom, and this was a badass wall, like 100 feet high. The residents of said kingdom believed that on the other side of the wall was God, or the gods, and truth. After a particularly challenging winter, with their faith being challenged in particular, a contingent of them decided to see what was on the other side. So they banded together and created a human pyramid, with the final person just being able to grab a hold of the top of the wall and climb onto the ledge. He stood atop the wall and looked down the other side. And then he jumped. The rest of the villagers were baffled and upset. They had lost one of their own and were none the wiser as to what was on the other side of the wall. So, round two, same plan, but they made the final guy promise not to jump, but rather to climb back down and inform the community of what he had seen. However, upon reaching the top and looking over, just like his predecessor, he took a swan dive to the other side. Round three. This was getting out of hand. They decided to have the king's daughter be the last one to ascend to the top. Surely she wouldn't jump. But as an extra measure, they tied a rope around her waist. As she reached the top, she looked over the wall, and of course, she jumped. But they were able to pull her back up and down to the village center. Upon asking her to explain what she had seen and why she, like the others, had jumped, they realized that although she was beaming with joy, she had gone totally mute. The more I get a sense of truth, at least as it looks to me in this moment, the more I realize how fucking silly it sounds when I try to talk about it. And the closer I get, the more I'm drawn to speak in what are generic memes that you see all over social media. I have cringed so many times lately as phrases are leaving my lips. I mean, does the fact that it's a meme and that 63% of all sorority members have it tattooed above their ass crack make it any less true? I don't think so. But I'm also drawn to silence because nothing feels more true than silence. Maybe I'll record an episode of just an intro, 12 minutes of silence, and then a bit of an outro. Maybe, but not this episode. What I will do, what I will promise you is this. I will only share what feels authentic, what I feel truly drawn to share. I'm not going to stick to some specific schedule of episode posting if I've got nothing to say, just to stick to a schedule because that's best podcasting practices. It seems reasonable that I might have something to say every couple of weeks, so we'll see if that pace naturally continues. It was 3 weeks between the last episode and this one, if you didn't notice. As for rounding out this episode, I got a good deal of positive feedback from a social media post I put out a couple of weeks ago, so I thought I might share that here as well. It was on the concept of original grace. I talk a lot in my coaching practice about becoming more grounded, returning to home base, to our state of original grace. And this is one of my all-time favorite stories. Once upon a time, there was a little 5-year-old girl who had just been blessed with a baby brother. She was over the friggin' moon for this kid. Of course, her parents were thrilled with her enthusiasm and outpouring of love and attention towards him. However, she did keep asking them if she could have some time alone with the baby. Although her parents had zero evidence to suspect any malicious intent, they had heard of older kids sometimes becoming jealous of younger siblings for stealing attention. So they agreed, but they did have a nanny cam in the nursery so that they could monitor what went on. And here is what they witnessed. The daughter tiptoed into the nursery and up to the crib. Sticking her face through the slats, she whispers, "Baby brother, wake up. Can you remind me what God is like? I'm starting to forget." And that's what's happened to all of us. We've just forgotten. We've become distracted. We've lost our bearings. It's not a reflection of our unworthiness, but rather just that we're human. The beautiful thing is that we are always just one moment, one thought away from remembering who and what we are and returning blissfully to our birthplace, a state of original grace. As good old Forrest Gump put it, and that's all I have to say about that. Until next time, keep in mind, ultimate truth will always be self-evident and sound utterly ridiculous when you attempt to convey it through words. So try if you like. I'll keep at it, most likely. But know that silence will always be the mother tongue of truth. Oh yeah, and spoons. There aren't any. It's not spoons that bend. It's you. Be swell and stay bendy, my friends.